Hi there, David Lee for James Ward Dossier. Just finished a workout, so slightly out of breath, but hopefully I can do this all the same. And it is, did I just say this? Sunday the 10th of February 2019. Today I wanted to actually move on to what I planned on talking about yesterday, which is the Skyfall premiere. And once again, I was invited via my friends at MI6, and I remember flying over one afternoon, checking into my hotel in London, and then making a dash for an apartment where they were, as MI6 were giving a bit of a party. So there must have been, I don't know, 20 people there, something like that, some of whom I'd met before, so some who I hadn't, but that was a pretty good evening. And afterwards headed back to my hotel. The following day it was the Skyfall premiere, and in the morning though I had an interview to do with John Gilbert at Harrington Rare Books, and he just I think it was just about to publish the bibliography, and yes, that's right, because he'd the morning that I went in, he'd just received a first copy of it. So I don't know if you've seen it, but it's about this thick. It weighs a fair bit, and he was telling me that the they'd had some proofs done without any actual printing, so it was just the binding, and they weighed the final book with the proof. Unprinted proof, and there was a difference in the weight, and they'd worked out that it was actually the weight of the ink in the printed book that was accounting for the difference. Anyway, I spent some time there, had quite a good chat with him. It was published, I can't remember if it was on the MI6 website or in MI6 Confidential magazine, but then I dashed across London to have lunch with my brother, and then dashed back to my hotel to get changed into my dinner jacket and so on, and then I met for a pre-premiere drinks party before doing the red carpet and so on, and had a great time up until that point, but I've got to say I was really disappointed with Skyfall. And I think I'm the only person. I was the only person in the premiere who was that disappointed. It just didn't do it for me at all. And I still don't get what the fuss is about. The middle section, I think, is just weak when it's in London. Beginning was okay. The end was okay, but just all the London scenes for me are a muddle. I didn't like Javier Bardem. He's a great actor. Saw him in a Spanish language film, I don't know, in a, probably about 2004, about fishermen. I think it was in the Basque Country, but certainly north of Spain. Really, really good film. And in that, he was good, but I'm not all that keen on his Hollywood stuff, so yeah, well, maybe that's just me. And so I was a bit deflated by that, but there you go. And I've watched it dozens of times since, and maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration, but you know what I mean. I've seen it quite a few times since, and it's grown on me a bit, but it's still a long way from my favourite Bond film. And if I wanted to rank the Daniel Craig films, it wouldn't even make my top four, so how's that? Okay, so, you know, great time, there were, you know, load of people at the premiere, as you'd expect. It's a terrible view if you've got seats around the circle at the top. It's you get an oblique angle of the screen, which is not very good at all, but I think you're not really there to see the film in all its glory. I think probably I flew back the next day to Barcelona, and it was probably 2 or 3 weeks until it arrived in Spain, at which time I saw it, probably a couple of times on the big screen, I can't really remember. And so that was That was Skyfall. I know that for many people it's their favourite Bond film, so that goes against that, but you know, everybody's opinion is right. That's mine. Okay, so thanks for watching or listening. JamesBondDossier.com/listen or JamesBondDossier.com/watch. And I've got a bit of a tricky week for a few reasons, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to continue these every day this week. I will try to, but I will see you soon. Bye.